¡Órale!
Bienvenidos and welcome to the Familia FFP Podcast. It's divisional round, familia. It is divisional round. Let's do this. Let's do this. Hey, first, want to make sure you're giving us a like and subscribe on YouTube, Familia FFP. Hey, you know what? We're going to have a lot of great off-season content, but we got great stuff tonight because you know what? Every time I spend time with my compadre here, around boys, Robbie Johnson, I swear, you know, it's like I'm a better person and I have so much fun. Gosh, he's been an amigo, a compadre. He's been a confidant. He's been someone who has actually given me great advice. Let me tell you something, familia, you're never too old to get great advice. And he's just given
never too young.
Never too young. But I tell you, you know what? Giving me great business sense, great content creation sense. And just a wonderful friend. You know him from the Rum Boys Fantasy Network. My very first live stream ever, even before I did a live stream on Familia FFB, was the 2021 NFL draft with on the Rum Boys Fantasy Network. It was a blast. So papi, welcome in. Bienvenidos. Estás en tu casa.
Hey, dale, don dale. What's going on? Shout out to all my Dominicanos out there. What's going on? Shout out to all my Jamaicans out there, all my Mexicanos as well. What's good, Jorge? Mi hermano. Hey, yo, we got some football Americano to talk about. But first, you know, I had to pull the cork fresh off for you. We got the Lil Wayne bottle. We got the Lil Wayne. Shout out to the greatest rapper alive. We got the bamboo. Fresh from the islands, man. Wagwan.
Oh, adios mio, adios mio. We're living right. We are living right. Oh, we're starting off the right way.
Oh. No, cheers to me. Cheers to you, all the Rum Boys and girls. Hold it, dude. Dilly, dilly. You know, big ups to La Familia Fantasy Football crew. Let's go.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're going to say hello to some people. First off, yeah. Dame Overboard. ¿Cómo estás?
What up, Dame?
And Rum Boys Fantasy Network. Muchas gracias. Gracias. Woo-hoo. And we got Alberto in the house. And Mr. Scampers. Gracias. Oh, familia is back. Happy New Year. Feliz Año Nuevo. Took week 18 off, and last week was a little too busy for me. I couldn't get one in, but now we're here.
I got hit with COVID during Championship Fantasy Week. Couldn't stream. Was giving all my advice through my Discord.
Like
all my premium members were like, thank God we paid for the $6.99 ain't never saved my life like it did.
Who were some of your best calls?
Oh man, getting into the best calls really quick. Make sure you guys like, comment, subscribe, share the live stream. More importantly, make sure you guys share to YouTube. I know that some of y'all may be watching on Twitter. Share the YouTube channel. All right. Y'all already know the vibes. Y'all already know what it is. Some of my best calls, man. Oh man. I told y'all Sam Laporta was him.
Yes.
I told y'all that Sam Howell was going to dominate despite these sacks that he took. Washington, take my advice. Build the offensive line. We don't need to go after May. We don't need to go after Caleb Williams.
We're going there. We're going to go there.
Some of my best calls, Laporta, Sam Howell, Mr. Glock Purdy. Gotta love that call. Lamar being in an MVP conversation, Lamar possibly being the MVP. I'm waiting for that one to still close, but Lamar being an MVP.
What a dog he was in Championship Week too. I think like 40 points or something like that.
Absolutely. All the work that you got out of Zay Flowers in two flex super flex leagues. All the work that you got from many men, Brian Robinson. I had a lot of really big calls. And even some calls that some of our colleagues, they weren't on. So, I'm very proud of how our season turned out. CJ Stroud, what's up, Big Pimpin'?
LA, SoCal.
Yeah, LA. played in Snoop's Pop Warner leagues back in the day. So I've been following the kid, you know, from the neighborhood and everything from like back in the day. So wow, I mean, just for the Run Boys Fantasy Network, we've really, really put up a good season. I mean, the calls that we blew, it was calls that a lot of our counterparts across the industry also blew, you know. When it comes to eating crow, I think that we ate as much crow as everyone else on, you know, some of those top tier picks, you know, the Aaron Rodgers situation.
Oh, well, yeah.
The Joe Burrow one, really, I had to sit back on. Me being, you know, leader of the Joe Burrow.
You really were. I remember we were in a draft together, and I drafted right in front of you, and I took Burrow from you, and I could feel how much it hurt you.
Oh, it hurt.
It hurt us both.
me thinking that Herbert was going to be a league winner for you guys. Why I thought that this was going to be the year that him as a person was going to tell Brandon Staley that he can go flock off. That one I missed out on. I really thought that this was going to be the year that no matter what Brandon Staley put them in, Herbert was going to have the football acumen to adjust plays at the line and make changes. I really, really fell hard on that sword. That one hurts. But yeah, I mean, we I feel like for the Run Boys Fantasy Network and what we did, you guys can check us out. I know that I'm on La Familia.
Oh yes.
Turn this plaque into one of them big YouTube plaques.
Run Boys Fantasy Network is familia. You know that.
Oh yes. Hey. Muy familia. Muy familia. Definitely. Very much so. But no, I feel like we came out on top in terms of a lot of our calls. It reached a point to where kind of midway through the season, I didn't have to post about what I was getting right. I didn't have to victory lap about what I was getting right because it kind of became obvious, and it honestly became a point where I was just regurgitating information. Rashee Rice, told you. Like, everyone's like, I don't know where this kid came from. And it'll be the same people that subscribe to my channel and will be in my lives. And I'm like, I see you watching. You knew. So, you know, we came out on top. And I'm happy for what we did as a channel. Both against the bookies, winning our viewers' fantasy football championships. But then also, like, on the back end with, like, the analytics and the business and stuff. Uncle Sam's going to like the tax return.
Well, you're on a heater right now, but I wanted to ask, you know, are there any, you know, kind of like strategies that you're already starting to formulate that maybe things that didn't work, things, lessons learned that you want to try and explore for the coming season? Or for the off season, obviously.
I think that for me, my lesson and my strategy that I loan out to viewers and to subscribers is always going to be the same to any of the followers, whether it's familia, whether it's one of the pirates, no matter where you check either of us out, if you DM me, I'm going to say the same thing. Be water.
Yeah.
Be water. Be understanding that every single draft room that you go into is going to be different. Yes, mock again. Mock all night. Go a little bit of wishing into it if you have to. Understand that mock is not concrete. Understand that is an AI. That is a robot. That is a system that is also going off of ADP. ADP is not the end all be all. That shit is created for the most part by people like you and I throughout the duration of a season. So by the time you get into your redraft season, numbers and things can greatly be skewed. If you have a gut feeling, swing for the fence. Be Mike Tyson. Throw the power shot. It's okay sometimes, you know, after a couple of rounds, you know, to throw the power shot. If you are heading into next year high on Jahmyr Gibbs and you feel like you're the 112 and Gibbs is the guy that you want to grab on the back end, do it. Don't let anyone tell you RB heavy is the way that you need to go. Zero RB is the way that you need to go. I'm going to be honest. A lot of my leagues that got bounced early, I was doing that zero RB BS. And my channel, we normally, if you go back since 2018 when we first started, we were always heavy RB.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
I remember the year you were like monster. You were the King Henry King.
Yeah. And then, you know, we had kind of switched up with, you know, Henry getting older. With the data that I've collected, I'm honest, I'm probably going to go back to my old ways. I'll reveal that early. You'll probably see a lot more best ball teams with heavy RB builds. You'll probably see a lot more teams with the balance rookie to veteran ratio. You'll probably see some of those same things that I'm going to use in redraft next year and in best ball next year. Probably see some of those same things utilized in my dynasty content and in my dynasty lineups throughout the off season. There's no certain formula to win. Stop letting people tell you there's an exact way, and don't make content for any specific way or any specific strategy. Be open to all. This is what I love about best ball. It helps you be open to all.
Oh yeah.
Because when you're entering, you know, whether it's a puppy or a best ball mania or whatever the case, you have to be versatile in your lineups that you set to optimize your chances of winning. So at that point, you're trying every single strategy. Try different strategies. If you're in five leagues, maybe one league you do an RB heavy, maybe another league you do zero RB, maybe one league you just swing for the fences and you're going full boomer bust. There's so many different strategies. Do not commit to one. Go out there and get your money how you want to get your money. And let us help you along the way.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I do kind of feel like I like what you're going at, because I do kind of feel like there's no way you can win without getting running back right. I mean, obviously last year, the winning formula was Christian McCaffrey. That was one. Another one was grabbing Kyren Williams, via Fab. But I mean, I honestly think that there's going to be enough depth next year. You mentioned Gibbs. I think Bijan Robinson, you know, they're going to get a coach who's going to make sure that he gets utilized. Bill? I look at Corey.
My man's on interview number two, and I didn't want him to end up in Washington. TikTok coming soon.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
So, I mean, you know, I've been working on TikTok for like a couple of months because, like, I've been waiting till like we get to this point. So, like, I've been like, a lot, and checking back and forth with like a lot of different sources. What's happening here? It's gonna be fire. It's gonna be good.
But yeah, you know what? But I really feel like you got to get running back right next year. I don't know. I get the people who are going to be zero RB zealots.
Isn't that every year? And you and I, we've been doing it long enough from both the content creation / analyst, but then also casual player standpoint, to where, and we've played in like the big tournaments, the Scott Fish Bowls, the Best Ball Manias, you name a big tournament, we've been there. I think the only thing that I haven't done is an FFPC. Been invited, just haven't been like, yeah, I'm gonna do it, you know. When you wanna maximize your opportunities and you wanna feel better when it comes to the end of the season, win or lose, above 500 or below 500 before entering the playoffs, you want to feel confident about the decisions that you're making. I feel like running back every year is going to be a position that you need to land. Whether you land it through the waiver wire, Kyren Williams was a guy for a lot of people like that. I had him in more places than not because I was ahead of the curve. Devin Achane, guy I was ahead of the curve on, you know. You want to combine the research and the analysis that you're getting from the content creators and the analysts in this space. You want to listen to not just the cable minds, you know, that you're going to be getting on NFL Insiders or NFL Fantasy. Shout out to the homie LQ, shout out to Marcus Grant, shout out Florio, shout out to all of your homies over at Yahoo, Andy Barons, you know, everybody over there doing big fucking things, you know. You want to be taking every single thing that we all say, and then you want to compound that with your own personal theory, and you want to see, okay, how does this work for me? And then once you figure that out, that's what's going to help you navigate, especially when we're about to be coming up on Dynasty season real soon. I know some people that are crazy enough that are already drafting right now. We're about to be coming up on best ball season soon. One's going to follow right after the other. find a good source, find someone that you gravitate to, and then take their game theory, match it with yours, and then that should take you a long way, and that'll help you. Find someone that you can get into their DMs, you know. Find it. I'll promote monetization really quick. Find someone with a cheap subscription fee. If you can find a good subscription fee that's going to give you still the same stuff that you're getting from other places, go with that. If you're not able to be one of the people that are like in like a live chat or whatever, to like utilize every single resource, because at the end of the day, that's an extra bag. Yeah, you put in a buy-in. We've all sat at a blackjack table before, or a casino table. Order. We've all put in a buy-in and then came back winning the pot. And we're like, oh, that's how that works.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with fantasy football. Cool. Put your 20, 25, 30, put your 10, $5, whatever your buy-in is, put your buy-in in. Find whatever way that works for you to guarantee your bet. And I promise you, you'll be happy with your results, win or lose, as long as you're lying on your loyals. That's what it's about. And also have fun. Please have fun.
I think that's the thing that I love that. I love that. And that to me is one of the great things about, you know, about what you've, the work you've done with Run Boys Fantasy Network, because I think, you know, people, I think people sometimes don't realize that they're, that how much they're learning while they're having a fun time, like on Run Boys After Dark or on your other live streams. I don't think they realize that. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh wow, I'm ready. So that to me, great lesson. All right. So you teased it a little bit a second ago. Washington Commanders. Okay. I want to know who you want to see be the coach, and kind of like, give me the temperature, your temperature as a fan. You know.
Yeah. This is actually another short piece that I'm getting ready to work on. And this kind of like ties in like things like I'm going to be doing differently in 2024, which we just touched on. I'll be doing a lot more short form content. I'll be doing a lot of team personal content, as well as ramping up, you know, the gambling and you know, the off-season fantasy content. I'll be doing a lot more shorts. So that'll be a thing. As far as the Commanders, I'm going to leak it right here before you guys even see it in a short. I want to first work my way from the personnel on the team and then work back to coach. I don't think that it needs to be quarterback. I do wholeheartedly believe that it does need to be offensive line. If we're going to address quarterback in the draft, then we need to be addressing offensive line through free agency, which I love in terms of building an offensive line, because you're getting veterans that know the position, that know, you know, now it's just a matter of making sure that those guys can gel together. And veterans tend to have at that position, tend to have a little bit better forming, storming, norming, like kind of like team forming type of thing. They tend to do it a lot quicker than, you know, bringing like, you know, a bunch of rookies, so on and so forth. So if we're going to address quarterback, the line needs to be addressed through free agency, because it's not going to matter who we put behind center. It's not going to matter, because if we couldn't stand up Sam Howell, and I get that he was a rookie, and I hate when fans are like, oh, well, Brissett came in for like 2-3 games and he looked great. One, veteran. Two, defenses had no time to plan for him. Three, the dude's always throwing under duress.
Yeah.
In every offense he's ever been in. So why this would be some sort of a gem, why this has any type of weight to it, I don't know. Cool. You have a quarterback that's used to throwing under duress. With that being said and stated, that's how I feel about just the offensive personnel side of things. In terms of a coach, I want a coach that's going to be a hands-on guy. That's going to be there for an offensive, for the offense. I want an offensive minded coach.
Yeah, me too.
I get that great defensive minds also can help counteract and counterbalance some of the great offensive minds that are out there. If we're bringing in an offensive mind, I need it to be Ben Johnson. I hands down wholeheartedly needed to be Ben Johnson, or either we're bringing Slowick out of Houston and back home, because he already knows the organization. He knows the locker room. He knows the facility. So I needed to be something like that for me personally. Raheem Morris would be – Morris Morris would be a fourth choice. My third choice would be Vrabel, obviously. I think that Vrabel is on everyone's radar. If I can't have Johnson, if I can't have Slowick, I can't have Vrabel, then that's when we start talking about Morris. That's when we start looking at maybe Quinn. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Harbaugh, I don't think, is going to come to our organization. If Harbaugh comes to our organization, I'm going to cry on live stream. I will cry.
Happy tears.
I don't know what I would do if Harbaugh came to Washington. That is the one-on-one of the one-on-ones. Do I think it's going to happen? No.
I'm hoping he ends up at SoFi with Herbert and growing him up.
I think that that's where I remove the bias. I think that that's a better landing spot for a Harbaugh, in a better situation. Not to say that Washington building up Hal wouldn't be a small task for him. Kind of like almost similar situations in a way, just that Chargers are a little bit there. It's just, but you got to get all those veterans out of the house. Whereas you already have a young roster in Washington where if you wanted to do some things, you can do some things. And especially in a division where no one ever repeats. So we know that there's a high chance of either Washington or New York after whatever the hell's going to happen to the other two. So that's where I'm thinking as a Washington fan. Give me those top three guys that I originally mentioned. A Johnson, a Slowick, or a Vrabel. I'll be happy. I'll be completely content.
Man, it'd be awesome. I do want to see them. So, let's say they build the offensive line through free agency, and Drake May ends up there. I mean, excitement, because this is with the expectation level that Caleb Williams goes number one,
right?
Excitement level with you've got ready-made wide receivers and Terry McLaurin and Jahan Dotson and
let's say in a perfect world, right? In a perfect world, we were to address the offensive line through free agency.
Yes,
like we figure out enough pieces with the pieces that we already have to put something together. Like, let's not forget Cosby was a top rated PFF guy. You know, he's the only one on that line doing work, not giving up sacks. So let's say we keep Cosby, we build around, you know, whatever. Let's say we get like two, three guys to free agency for the offensive line. We have the cap space, first off.
Yeah.
We have five picks in the first 100.
Yeah. Rams got Steve Avila, who, you know, in the draft last year, and he played every down.
Yeah. I would be willing I'd be willing to swap for first pick with Chicago, just move back one for one. Hey, yo, let us take Marvin Harrison and you can go and get Drake May or Caleb. Like, and give us, because what Sam Howell did last year, I just need a serviceable QB to win a Super Bowl. I don't need you to go get me. We don't need to put the keys in the Ferrari yet. There's other quarterback classes and there's free agency and things are moving around and yada, yada, yada. I just saw what the Texans did with the rookie of C.J. Stroud, but I also saw on a very drastic scale Cleveland damn near being impossible with a 40-year-old veteran. So, I mean, if I'm watching, I'm sitting back, I'm looking at these two very wide range of outcomes, and I'm like, well, let's just get an offensive line first and figure it out from here. And then if we get an offensive line, and let's say we go in and we get Marvin Harrison, we keep Terry, you know, I'm looking at building a trio. And if we keep Sam Howell upright, in combination with building the offensive line, maybe decrease how long he holds onto the ball, that sounds like an easier path towards success in a division where no one repeats than let's build the offensive line. Now let's get a quarterback. Okay, but now how are these guys going to all down gel with the receivers, and how are we going to get these time routes down? Okay, now are you going to be able to block for, you know, Brian Robinson? What are we going to do with Antonio Gibson? All right, well, we got Chris Rodriguez back here. It seems like, I don't know, there's an easier path to success here. So, yeah, that's how I feel as a Commanders fan, what I would do in a perfect world.
I love the idea. I always love the idea of building on the offensive line. I just wonder if, like, in the market with the new ownership, if they're going to want to just, you know, take the home run swing with, you know, and you know what? Drake May, he could be Justin Herbert. He could be Christian Ponder. You still don't know. So
I'm sorry, but all the UNC products at quarterback that we have been getting lately are subpar, mediocre. I'm not trusting that.
Yeah.
When I already have a UNC guy on the roster, like, what are y'all going to do? Exchange college playbooks?
I hear you, puppy. I hear you. Oh,
am I going to implement your college system into the NFL? And then, like, if one gets hurt, well, I got the same guy.
Love it. Well, hey, let's break down some games. Salud, everybody. Salud. Yes. Good luck to the Commanders. Whatever's going to happen these next few months.
Good luck to the Rams.
I'm going to get some. Huh? The what? the Rams. Hey, the Rams are a good blueprint. So let's get that.
I'm just saying. I know. I had to. We're both at home. It's okay.
All right, puppy. Let's get into our first game. Houston at Baltimore. Baltimore's 9.5-point favorites, 43.5-point over under. I think it's very easy. We talked a little bit about this beforehand. I think it's very easy to all of a sudden think that, Houston's hot. This is a big point spread. They played last week. It's kind of that recency bias, and people are almost forgetting what Baltimore did to San Francisco on Christmas night. The big thing here, CJ Stroud, you know, is great at home, tough on the road. There's weather coming into play. Dome quarterbacks don't have a great history when temperatures start to drop under 40 degrees in the playoffs and they're playing outdoors. Does he kind of, like, you know, get a little rookie comeuppance this week? Kind of a little rookie wake up call.
So the way that I look at this game, the way I kind of handicap this one, both these quarterbacks at this point in their careers, I mean, we look at where these guys played in college. We got Ohio State, we got Louisville.
Yeah.
These guys aren't afraid of weather. They kind of don't care, and they live for this. Especially Lamar, who can keep himself warm running. With that being said, it's looking like roundabout-ish, 27-ish, clear skies, 19 mile per hour is what I'm seeing here. Not worried about it being an outdoor atmosphere. With these two quarterbacks, the weather doesn't concern me. What concerns me is what you just brought up. And that's in regard to everyone getting the recency bias, the rookie fever of, oh my gosh, like, here goes, you know, CJ Stroud, who looks like, you know, Houston, you'll get this reference, who looks like Pimp C, playing quarterback. He does. He looks exactly like him.
He does have the best swag. He does have the best swag of all the quarterbacks. I don't know who has better swag than him.
He's out there killing it. He's doing his thing. Don't get me wrong. If there is any quarterback in these divisional rounds that has to compete, Lamar, if no matter what the outcome would have been last week, this was the matchup I wanted to see. Coming into it, and now that I see it, at first I was like, it doesn't matter what the spread is. Houston can cover it. And I kind of still do feel that. Like, I feel like Houston can't cover 9.5. Money line wise, though, I think that Ravens outright win this.
Yeah.
Outright. I don't know if it's a blowout. I could see this maybe swaying 10, even 10.5 when we get into it come Saturday. Just because, yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, there's juice on that +9.5. We're talking right now as we speak of -112. Vegas is believing something can happen. what the casual bettor is going to do is that they're going to go and place Baltimore money line. Everyone's going to dump money line. If we want to think like Vegas, if we want to believe that, oh, well, what do we always say? Oh, Vegas called in. Oh, the fix is in. Well, okay, if we want to plan for a fix is in type of scenario, if I'm Vegas, okay, everyone threw money on the money line because they're thinking that the obvious thing is going to happen. All the casuals did that. The sharps are probably going to play the spread. If you want juice, you want money in this game, it's Houston to cover. But more than likely, you're probably going to see some easy coasting football Saturday. If you're fully convinced in what the Ravens have been doing over the last stretch, don't even touch a spread. Play the money line. You're probably going to have to play a couple of the units. You're probably going to have to try and same game parlay it to get any type of serious profit. Playing money line straight up without a decent bag, or playing the spread, even the spread is at 9.5 is probably what you're going to have to play. And if you're fully convinced that Baltimore is going to dominate, you're playing Baltimore. If you're shy, you're a little bullish. Baltimore with a week off. Did anyone get on a boat recently?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
If anyone got on a boat recently, that harbor's right there. I'm just saying. Then Houston covers. But all jokes aside, I'm for the sake of this show and for the sake of content, Ravens win, but Houston covers.
I can see that. I could see like a 24-17 game in this one, and I feel like Lamar does. Yeah, I feel like Lamar does what he needs to do, and I think even though he led the league in rushing for quarterbacks in rushing, it felt like he was effortless. Like he never took a hit. It was, I mean, it was one of the most beautiful.
And then Mark Andrews coming back, like
still question mark.
Yep. Yeah, still a cue, but I mean, I at the same time, and the only reason why I have at least a little bit of conviction in that +9.5, the NFL loves narratives. Gotta respect what D'Amico's been putting on.
Yes.
Gotta respect what Stroud has been putting on. I love both of these players. I love both of these quarterbacks. I love both of these offenses. Both these defenses rise to the occasion. Styles make fights. We have a big UFC weekend. Styles make fights. I'm gonna use that analogy on a huge UFC weekend. Styles make fights, ladies and gentlemen. You're gonna watch NFL divisional round Saturday. You're gonna be watching a fight later on that night.
Yes,
I'm telling you, knockout, drag out. A matter of fact, whatever your UFC picks are, give me both of these games that I'm gonna give you the picks for. Give me Houston to cover, and whatever I say next on the late game, and then parlay that with your main event. We're going to win some money Saturday.
I love it. Okay, one bit of DFS advice. If Mark Andrews cannot play, one of the things, I think it was late last week, I was going back and forth with Dr. Edwin Porras, and he thinks that if Andrews does come back, because it was when they opened up the practice window, he thinks that they'll have him back for the championship, the AFC championship game. So not this week. So that's kind of his prediction as he was reading the tea leaves at the time. But you play if he can't play, Isaiah Likely.
Isaiah Likely on props. Yeah.
Yeah. Number 27.
Yeah. I would be willing to take both these tight ends in this game, just due to the fact that both these offenses love passing to the tight end. And they love making explosive plays through the tight end.
That Brevin Jordan run, that Brevin Jordan catch and run was just gorgeous. Oh my God. That was like college open.
Exactly. I mean, and just everything that Dalton Schultz does, you know, when he's not dropping the ball. Dalton, I'm sorry. But like with that being said and stated, I would be willing to take home run smash plays on either of the tight ends. Nico over. Like Nico's out there. Yeah,
especially with Marlon Humphrey, they ruled him out today. So that definitely hurts their pass defense, the Ravens' pass defense a little bit. So.
But does it though? Like it does because it's Marlon Humphrey. but it's the Ravens.
It's the Ravens. So they've got another guy. They've got another guy behind them. That's going to be a dog. So it's a good one. So I love it. I love it. Any other props you got, you're thinking of for this game? We got three.
No, that's really all I would cook up for now. You know, with the playoffs, I mainly try and focus just on the game itself from the gambling standpoint. And during the playoffs, I play like bigger units, and I'll play like singles more so. And then maybe I have like a 3-4 like SGP on the side, you know, just to mess around. But I mean, give me Nico anytime TD as well in that.
Oh man. Well, let's go Saturday night.
Yeah.
Saturday night's all right for Green Bay Packers at San Francisco 49ers. Now there's possibly rain in the forecast. It's been, it's been like from 100% chance rain to 10% chance. It's been fluctuating all over the place. We're supposed to get some rain down here in Southern California too. So, you know, so nothing better than like on a rainy day to be, you know, sit home and watch some football. So, other than CJ Stroud, Jordan Love has just been absolutely playing gorgeous football, you know, from the quarterback position. I've heard comps with him to, you know, Patrick Mahomes, to Aaron Rodgers when he was getting his legs under him. But 18-3 TD INT rate in his last 8 games. And you also got Aaron Jones with 100 plus yards in the last 4 games. But this is the 49ers, and they're rested. I think people are going to get so caught up in what the Packers did last week that again it's kind of like the
Ravens. It's easy to get enamored. One of the things that I notice is we have inclement weather predicted in this game, whereas the last game we're talking more about, you know, just cold as hell and clear skies. That 50.5, I'm not a fan of if there is weather. While we're recording this right now, for anyone that goes back and watches it, I know that we're live, but for anyone that goes back and watches it post Thursday, if we get a report that it is going to be clear in San Fran, I mean, even if we get overcast, if precipitation is not falling, okay, maybe I'm messing with the 50.5 a little bit more. 50.5 just in a divisional matchup feels a little high to me. If there's anyone that can highly influence a over under by themselves, it is the 49ers, and that's what you're really hoping for. But we could easily see the Packers just get smacked and just get demolished by San Fran. Like, it's super easy because here's the thing that you have to take away from last week. Dallas was going to Dallas. At some point throughout these playoffs, you knew that it was going to happen.
I thought it was going to be in San Francisco in the championship game, in the NFC championship.
I knew it was going to be that first week. I was like, Dak's not going to be able to – because this was the only unanswered question throughout the season for Dak. And that kept – I'm pretty sure that kept ringing in the back of his head. And we saw it in the style of play. I think that we deal with something like that similar with a Jordan Love, and I think that youth – both rookie quarterbacks aren't going to go out and ball out. Or, I'm sorry, this isn't the NBA, so Jordan Love technically isn't a rookie. like how I did that on purpose. But both these kids aren't going to go out and ball out on a Saturday. Vegas isn't going to let that happen. Okay? If I'm predicting Stroud's going to cover, then why would I not take the opposite end and expect Jordan Love to get blown out on this one? It's the 49ers' time. It's the 49ers' year. You need to get your lick back. You remember what, you got to be going all the way if you're San Fran. San Fran's the scariest thing in the NFC right now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. That's with all due respect to, you know, Detroit, who we're going to cover next. But San Fran's the scariest train spoken. It's that team is so dangerous to where on any given day, you literally have to ask yourself when you're building an SGP and you're going 49ers heavy on an SGP. Okay, who's going to go over today? When you have to ask yourself who's going to go over for deductive reasoning of just to find the oddball out of who's going to go under, You know that you're dealing with a dangerous offense. You're dealing with a volatile offense, an offense that likes to spread the ball, that likes to balance the rock. Brock Purdy can make every single throw on the field.
Yes.
That running game is nasty. I'm sorry, Green Bay. You can't stop this. You're getting blown out by 10 plus. I think now I was at 9.5.
I mean, because it's Christian Watson. Christian McCaffrey.
Exactly.
And he's healthy, and that is the kryptonite for Green Bay. They just can't stop the run.
Yeah, it's Christian McCaffrey. It's Trent Williams. It's Brock Purdy. It's Deebo Samuel. It's Brandon Ayuk. It's George Kittle. Who do you stop? If they want to pass to an offensive lineman, they can literally do that, and you can't stop that lineman.
Or you get Kyle Juszczyk. So yeah, you get.
It's too many weapons.
Yes.
There's no DC on the face of the earth that can match Wicks. With that being said, the only thing that can beat the 49ers is the 49ers. So if you're going to try and go aggressive and go against the grain, you better be hoping that the refs throw every single thing against Niners. You better be hoping they're working with negative field position. You need everything to go wrong. I'm sorry. That's a tall order.
There's so many factors
to control. I feel like you can control more in your bet by taking 49ers heavy.
I like that. I like that call. If you were playing DFS, are you playing Deebo or Ayuk this week?
Give me Deebo.
I
know Deebo lives for this. Deebo's a run boy. Deebo's a run boy.
Like, yes.
You know, so, I mean, yeah, I'm a rock for my boy, but he lives for this.
Yeah.
Yeah. The second the ball is in his hand, I'm expecting stretch plays. Like, I'm going to be live Saturday jumping and screaming during that stream.
Yep. Gosh. I want to disagree with you on some things. Well, I guess we kind of disagreed on a little bit on the Commanders, but I can't. Yeah. Deebo's the one.
The offensive lines, the difference between the O lines between these two make it so hard to wear. Like, where are you really going to argue? Like, the only thing the Packers have going for them is it's a bunch of young guns.
Yeah.
It's where you only have a season of film. It's where it makes it very easy for the OC to swap in and swap out concepts. But they've also thrown every single exotic look at defenses. I don't know how much more creative Green Bay can get, especially from the way they run crossing patterns with their receivers to create separation for those receivers to get open. It's not even that the receivers themselves are creating. The patterns that they're running is making it to where each other is getting open. This is a 49ers defense that plays very disciplined football. They will stay zone and everyone will stay in their zones. They're not swapping man like that. Like, you know, pause. But like, it's tough. It's tough. The way I diagnose this and the way I look at these two teams just from X's and O's, I don't think that Green Bay, you can keep up, but I'm sorry.
No, I think, I mean, maybe there's a couple plays, but they've just got, I mean, and plus the other thing, we haven't talked about the pass rush for the 49ers. Nick Bosa, Chase Young, they're going to be in the backfield all day. And so it's going to be tough for Jordan Love to do it.
And if you're Green Bay and if you win the coin toss, you get the ball first, and if you march out and you score first, all you did was awaken a sleeping dragon. You did nothing positive for yours. All you did was piss them off more. So like, if I'm Green Bay, I'm like, you get the ball first, you score first, and let me just exchange body shots with you back and forth until hopefully one of us falls. If I'm Green Bay, don't give me the ball first. Don't give me the ball, because all I'm going to do is piss you off. Because you're going to – knowing the 49ers, psychologically speaking, knowing the 49ers, they would let them march out. They would let them score. And then Harbaugh would be like, so, Brock, did you see that? And that would be the rest of the points that Green Bay got for the rest of the game.
Love it. Yeah. So, do you think that Green Bay fights back enough to hit the over? Because this could be like a 35-14 game.
Yeah, I think they can do that part. I think that is very weather dependent.
Yeah.
Playing in the snow, playing in rain, believe it or not, they are different things.
Yes.
As someone that played a skill position, I felt like I could catch a little bit better and hang on a little bit better to the ball than snow. You know, whereas in the rain, it's just slippery. It's just there's rain coming out your face, and it's just like, and there's no tempo to it. It's not slow. Like so at least like fall a little slow. And like, all right, there's the ball. Like, and the ball is brown. The snow is white. The rain is just mud, and there's just everything, and it's totally different. Totally different. So if it's raining, and if it's a high 58, the wind doesn't scare me. The rain scares the living shit out of me, especially if you're the Packers, because you don't have a CMC to where you can control the rock with the run game. If it's a rain game, CMC over.
Yeah. Yes. Awesome, puppy. Awesome. All right, let's go to Sunday.
Playoffs.
Tampa Bay at Detroit. You got Detroit 6.5 point favorites, 48.5 point over under. We're not dealing with any rain now, so we're not dealing with any elements. The one game that, to me, the people got it right. So we need more domes. Everybody over in Buffalo, please put a roof on that new stadium that you're building.
No, no, no. No, if just a touchback. If we had, like, it takes away the element of football. Like, look. I can't control. If I have to go into enemy territory, I can't control those conditions. I can't control the atmosphere. I just got to fight my best fight, and I got to make it back home. Like, you know, that is what it is. Like, you know, football at the end of the day is a war strategy game, whether, you know, you look at it that way or not. Some people are like, oh, it's just a sport. Look, there's some principles behind it. The best win. It's a battle of attrition. Oh, you got to have the healthiest, so on and so forth. Let the conditions be the conditions.
I don't know. I just love. There's a reason why they played the Super Bowl indoors. So there is a reason why they played in good weather. So yeah. So that to me is the reason. I just like that. Whatever was happening last Saturday in that Kansas City game, that was too much. That was not football. But this one, Tampa Bay at Detroit. I kind of love the over in this game. Because I think both quarterbacks are going to have days, because both secondaries are very, very beatable and have been beaten. I mean, gosh, Devonta. I mean, as bad as the Eagles have been, Devonta Smith had himself a day last week against that Tampa Bay secondary and Amon-Ra St. Brown. So in this kind of game, I mean, I'm looking a lot at Amon-Ra St. Brown on one side and Mike Evans on the other side. Chris Godwin has been injured, so keep an eye on the injury reports with him and on the inactives. Still, I'm playing in DFS. I'm loading up on Mike Evans and loading up on Amon-Ra St. Brown in this game pretty heavy. I mean, because both defenses are really, really great against the run. How do you see the flow of this game, especially you being a receiver guy too?
Yeah, and a receiver Mike himself. Evans. I just want to first off with Mike Evans. Mike Evans isn't going to have the same week that he had last week in regards to drops. I know that the stats were still immaculate. I'm not talking about that part. So people are going, well, he's selling. Let's not do that. I saw his body language, saw his face. He was disappointed about a couple of big plays that should have just been some gimme plays. He's not going to give up gimme plays. This game is your miracle game of the week. This day, just Sunday in general, is going to be your miracle day of the week. It is going to be a knockout, drag-out day. Saturdays, think of Saturday as your soft market day. You know, you can, for the most part, go money line, Ravens, Niners. I think that's your soft day. You and I, we talked about this backstage before the show. When it comes to Tampa, when it comes to Detroit, styles make fights. These teams actually match up pretty evenly. I think that you can ride Amon-Ra, Ra-Ra-Ra, stuck in a good offense. Finally stuck in a good offense. I think you can ride the Sun God and Evans overs.
I love that. Quick rewind. That the day that I was on the first NFL draft with Amon-Ra St. Brown got picked, and I remember you asking the crew that night, who's going to lead the Detroit Lions? And the consensus was that Amon-Ra St. Brown, mostly because he was the only guy. And then he had that monster close to the season. So, yeah. You know, you're always getting great info on the Run Boys Fantasy Network. So just always know that. Always know that. I love
the scouting. Yeah. Run Boys scouting.
Yep. So, and also you still got peeps in LA. So, yeah. You know, the USC scouting in this game. Is there a running back that, you know, if you're playing in DFS, because both these defenses are just extraordinary against the run. I think the Bears are number one and the Buccaneers, and we saw the Bucs stop the brotherly shove last week. Any running back that you'd be willing to play in DFS or play props on? There's one I have in mind, but I'd love to see who you think.
I think that this is one that you have to do. If you're going to be doing like running backs, and if you're going to be doing like, let's say you're just doing showdowns, I think that you maybe need to have, you know, if you're going to be just on the Detroit side of things, I think you need to have an Amon build at captain. But then you think you need to have a Gibbs and a Monty at captain build. I think that those are imperative. Gambling wise, you're not going to be able to hedge that way, just because gambling handicappers, we don't usually suggest hedging, but from like a DFS standpoint, you're going to want to hedge on that Detroit side of the ball, just in case one of the three key pieces in that offense explodes. With Rashad White, I like the ability of a Rashad White at captain, because you're going to have to slow down tempo in order to keep the ball out of Jared Goff's hands. If Jared Goff wins time of possession, it's a scary day for Tampa. Yes. Tampa's saving grace is that defense is firing all cylinders and everyone's playing like their hair is on fire because they're all healthy, so they're all banded back together. But Detroit's depth can match wits with that. In regards to the running game, I think that all are playable. You're talking about, for the gambling side, you're talking about White could go over. Gibbs and Monty, one of them's going to go under.
Yeah.
One of them's going to go under. Gibbs went under last week. I think that Gibbs erupts this week.
Yeah. I think in the past, he's going to get some passing game work. I feel like he's going to get one shot that he's going to go yak crazy on it.
Yep. This one's tough. This one's tough because I think that the over in terms of the over under at right now is that we have on screen, we have it at 48.5. Depending on your book, you may get it at 49. I think that this one's more fair to gauge at an over under around about, you know, 48, 49. Just because these defenses are going to give up plays.
Yeah.
I feel like both defenses are going to give up plays. I think that it is going to be a tit for tat game. I hate to sound cliche. I can't believe I'm really about to say this. Whoever has the ball last is who's going to win. Fuck, that sounded terrible. All the professionalism in me, like years of like media training in me, just like when like you just did that. You just really said that. With that being said, I am betting this one based off of narrative. Narrative can go either way here. You know, it can be, oh, Baker leading the Bucks, you know, post Brady. Oh my gosh, everyone doubted him, and you know, da 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 da. It could also be a, you know, kumbaya, come back down to earth Detroit type of thing. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. What's good for the NFL right now is, I think, Detroit.
Yeah. So the script writers.
I personally want Detroit. I want Detroit all the way. Last time, Bobby, listen, last time Detroit was this good, you and I had to sit in the back of a restaurant, mainly me, okay? I'm with this. Yes, I made that joke. Hopefully no one's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he said that. Like, relax, it's 2024. No, with that being said, I want Detroit.
Yeah.
I'm staying away from the spread on this one. We'll see. I want to see how the numbers close closer as time gets. I think that you bet the numbers closer as it gets. I could see this one possibly being betted down. And if it gets betted down, then that's what I want. That's when I jump on the spread. I don't jump on it at 6.5 on a Thursday. I'm going to wait for this one to come down a little bit because I think that both sides, Tampa and Detroit, have something to fight for. And I think the betting community is going to play this number and try and bring it down. So I'm going to trust the community. All my gamblers out there, all my pirates out there, don't let me down. Let's bet this baby down.
Bring it down. Bring it down.
Let's get this like 5.5. Let's get this like 5.5.
Oh, man. 5.5.
4.5. Let's get this like 5.5. 4.5.
This one, I want to see that. Well,
we did it last weekend. We did it last weekend with Buffalo. Or no, not the Buffalo game. The Rams. We did it last week with the Rams. So.
That one, well, I think that one you trust Matthew Stafford more than you trust Baker Mayfield on this one. But I think you're right. I think at 6.5, that's too big a number. But that 48.5 feels good. I feel like the over feels good for me on that one.
Yeah, dome. Yeah, Todd Bowles be like, you know, we played a dome, right?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and by the way, in DFS, play your tight ends in this game, Laporta. Yeah. Kate Otten, play them all. Loaded up.
This is another one where I'm liking both tight ends in like a 3-4 leg parlay.
Ooh, man, that's a good one. That's a good one. All right. Let's go to the main event. Sunday night. KC at Buffalo. Buffalo right now is 3 points. I've seen it at 2.5 too. 45.5 point over under. Weather is an issue now. I mean, I just edited a story a little while ago where Buffalo's, you know, asking fans to come in, you know, paying them to come and shovel snow so the field could be playable. The day of, it's expected to be clear. So it's just going to be cold. It's going to be in the 20s, maybe a little bit of wind. There's wind is always an issue in that stadium, but Buffalo's defense is banged up. I mean, ooh, we were talking, there's going to be an upset right now. KC is an underdog.
Yeah.
Could you see it?
There's no possible way that you're walking out of a 4-game slate over the span of 48 hours in just the NFL betting category and expecting for some upset to not hit. I do think that this is the one where the upset hits. I'm just going to spoil that right here, right now. What we've all been waiting for is KC to travel to Buffalo in a playoff atmosphere to have to take on Josh Allen and Orchard. I think that, Allen, you needed the snow. If there's a snowstorm before and there's enough, you know, you got fans throwing snowballs, it could be in your favor. How everything in me, what really like crushes me about this, okay? Yes, the Buffalo defense is banged up. Because the Buffalo defense is banged up, because they've never gone like between narratives and everything, they should be the dogs in my opinion.
I kind of feel that way. Yeah.
Buffalo should be the season that they've had. They don't have – they have a
– Their defense is banged up.
Like Mahomes, like – Chiefs are a plus 124 dog. 2.5, 3-point spread, give or take. 45.5 over under. Your Vegas is trying to tease you. They are trying. This is a trap. They want the Buffalo faithful to come out in droves. I would love it if Buffalo won. I don't think that we're going to get a slate full of favorites. That'd be fucking crazy. A slate full of favorites. I see Gator Tampa wins. Of course, you're going to say that. In regards to Chiefs, Buffalo, give me Chiefs, give me under. This game's going to come down to a field goal. Like this game's going to come down. Like I don't even know. I don't even know if I officially locked this one in right now. Like for the sake of content. You know what? No. I can't do it. Give me Buffalo. Give me Josh Allen.
Oh, our amigo dropped the mic. His heart's falling a little bit right there.
These Kansas City receivers can easily go back to not catching the ball.
Yeah.
One thing that Buffalo has, that defense might be banged up, but they have depth. And when you have depth, that's scary because that now means that I don't know who the hell to prepare for.
Gator J.
I want to write.
Thank you, Gator J. 28-24 Bills. Muchas gracias.
It's such a Rasheed Rice truther. It feels so nasty. Like you can't have both Kelce brothers go out like sad. I feel like Travis, you gotta win one for your girl, I guess. You know,
yes.
So she doesn't make a hit song about you. My boyfriend lost the Super Bowl.
But I look at this game. I mean, I keep having visions of that playoff game a couple years ago where, you know, the 13 seconds and, you know, they got the touchdown and they had to change the overtime rules before because of it. Now I'm going to ask you personally a favor on this one. Okay. I'm in a playoff league right now where we redraft every week, but we can carry one player over. And unfortunately, Puka Nacua got knocked out last week. So one of our options to possibly keep a player is Stephon Diggs. Now, I've seen Stephon Diggs. I've watched this game 3 weeks in a row where he has beaten a defender and Josh Allen's overthrown him each time.
Yeah.
I mean, there are people who are saying Stephon Diggs is cooked. I don't think he's cooked.
I don't think he's cooked. I think he's a diva. I think his attitude.
He's a wide receiver. But am I keeping Stephon Diggs? Because it's right now of the other players, it's either Stephon Diggs or I'm dropping everybody and just drafting a whole new team.
Can you get Rasheed Rice on that team?
Oh, I can draft him. I think Rasheed Rice is available, so I think I'll have that option to do. He's the guy I want. He's the guy I want because that Buffalo defense can be healed.
I tilt so heavy on this game. I can't. You know what? We're going to take a shot and we're going to lock in a pick. That's what we're going to do.
That's exactly pick. Let's lock the pick. There we go.
Yep. We're going to. So first for you, yes, I don't trust Stephon Diggs right now. I didn't trust him during the fantasy season. I saw many of followers have Stephon Diggs that could have easily made championships and got sold short. Stephon Diggs hasn't been the same since he was like last place on the team in receiving. I can't remember which game that was during the season. I want to say it was like week 14 or some shit like that. Week 13. It was something crazy. Wasn't great. Didn't turn out great. I have to pick a side. If this game is going to have the doors blown the fuck off of it, both quarterbacks do their part, but one quarterback's the Mamba. One quarterback's the Mamba. I'm locking in at Mahomes. I'm locking in with KC. Redraft your team. Don't trust Stephon Diggs. Go get Rasheed Rice.
Love it. Love it. I think I might have the option to stack Mahomes and Rasheed Rice.
Juwan Taylor, don't line up offsides.
Yes. Ugh. You know what? Here, one thing, and I think I tweeted this out. Salud. One of the things I covered hundreds of high school and lower, you know, college football games, and I covered a lot of games from the sideline, and I would see that receiver always look to the referee and make sure they're lined up on sides. so that they're not offsides. And so that to me is like, that's, I mean, they're teaching that at that level. Come on, man.
Oh yeah.
There's no reason that should be happening in the NFL. So, oh man. Oh, now Gator J is playing with me right now.
9 for 13, 88 and a TD. 9 for 13 is wild.
I would take that to the bank. Oh my goodness. Cause
yo, Rice went 4 for 7 for 88 and a TD. I trust way more.
Yeah, I could see that. Yep, because he'll get one. He'll get one where he just like catches it, like, you know, 5 to 10 yards beyond the line of scrimmage, and then just takes off for another 40. So right down the guts. So, oh man, yeah. I'm kind of, there's a part of me that thinks that wants to pick Buffalo, but I just wonder if they're too beat up, and I think Mahomes is going to remember that he's Mahomes, and he's just going to have one of those godlike games.
Too beat up and like. You know, in the words of Phil Collins, I can feel it calling in the air tonight. Coincidentally, that is Sunday Night Football as well.
One of the great drum solos. Rice is the pick. Gator J agrees. Thank you, Gator J.
And I can feel another heartbreak hotel for Buffalo. Hey, Buffalo, get ready. Turn on that Tony Braxton, Whitney Houston collab, that Heartbreak Hotel remix. Oh. Crank that joint all the way up to a hundo, because you're going to be singing that Sunday night again. Oh. Again.
Oh, man. Oh, love it. Oh, Poppy, this has been great. So, well, let's kind of close up shop, but I got to ask you two LA sports questions. Have you got your, yeah, number one, have you got your Dodger gear out ready?
I have ordered a Shohei. I ordered a Shohei, and I'm actually, or I'm going to be ordering a Mookie at the same time as well, or ordering a Mookie to follow up the Shohei that's coming in, I should say. They should arrive at around about the same time.
You're going to get people think that you're Mookie when you're wearing that.
I know. Being light skinned is a gale. Me and the missus, we are working on trying to come out there and parlay in LA for a little bit during opening weekend. So we're trying to see how that works out. I also have like
you tell me you're coming to town, and I'll try and hook up tickets. Okay.
Bet. Yes.
I took LQ to a game last year, so I need to take you.
Oh, you know, Dodger Stadium's home, man. You know, we got the
yes.
ball right here. So, yeah, you know, yes. I got the Dodgers chain over there. So, yeah, man, I'm definitely going to be trying to come into town.
All right.
For opening day.
All right. Well, I can't hook up opening day, but I can hook up the day after opening.
Hook up a game, exactly. You know, something, exactly. No, we can do something. We can make something happen for sure. Maybe I won't fly out opening day. Maybe after my the wedding I have to go to. Big shouts really quick. Big shouts to homie Michael Coffin, the homie Avenge Nerd. He tunes into a lot of the fans football different like streams and stuff. He's getting married in May, and I'm excited to be at his wedding, be a part of his wedding.
Salud.
Yeah.
Salud.
From subscriber to me being from him being a subscriber of my channel to being in his wedding. Yeah.
How fantastic. All right. Last one. The Lakers got another run in them, or the Nuggets going to do it to them again?
We're sitting in the exact same spot that we yes. were last year right now.
Yes. It feels weird.
Yeah, after winning a whack-ass play-in tournament. Everyone's like, oh, my gosh, the Lakers won the play-in tournament. You must be so happy. I'm like, that's a consolation prize. It's like, I'm a Lakers fan. I'm not a LeBron fan. I don't care about stuff like that. With that being said, we're aging. We're getting older. The league is changing. A lot of teams are rebuilding and coming up. So do we have another run? I'm hoping that we have another run. I'm excited to see what happens here and let's just get into that. To Lakers rebuild. I can't anymore.
Oh man. Yeah, Braves Dodgers game. Yes. Being Gator J. Those are awesome. Those are awesome. Let's get out there. And AD is different this year. Dame Overboard said. So
AD is different. AD is different. Stay healthy though.
Yes, please stay healthy. Please stay healthy. Dame, you're so right. By the way, we got to get those beers going now. My life is coming back to normal, so we're going to do that. So, love this. Gator J, you're a rock star, man. All right, Robbie, please pump anything. What's coming up on the Rumboids Fantasy Network?
Let me know what you're doing this Friday. First of all, let me know what you're doing this Friday. I'm so used to being on the other side hosting. It's so weird. You guys can tell I have not guest starred in a hot minute, co-host in a hot minute. You're more welcome tomorrow night on the show if you want. Tomorrow night, Rumboys After Dark on the Rumboys Fantasy Network. I'm over on YouTube. We're also on Twitch as well. As far as what's going to be coming up with the off season, once we get through, like, you know, Super Bowl and everything like that, a lot of my throughout the week streams are going to be on Twitch because I don't get copyrighted heavily over there. So it's really like more so like a copyright thing. But like throughout the week, I'll be doing a lot of like Twitch exclusive content over on the Rumboys Twitch channel. Everything from music to fantasy football to gambling to NBA, MLB, like all the sports content will still be there, but we'll still be doing like a lot of like, you know, album, like hip hop reviews and a lot of like culture talk. And like, you know, I'm just going to be broadening my horizons over on Twitch a lot. Just cause I'm not just a football analyst. I'm a multifaceted, talented individual. I'm a nerd. Like I watch a lot of anime and stuff too. So yeah, like shout out to all my anime fans. Follow me on Twitch. But yeah, during the off season, like I'll be doing like a lot of that stuff, but still mixing in like what people know me for, from like the social media side. Follow me on all social media. A lot of short form content is going to be coming out. YouTube is still going to be pumping out. We'll still be doing YouTube live streams. I'll still be doing play-by-play live streams. We're going to be covering Dodgers games over on the YouTube and the Twitch. We're going to be covering Lakers games on the YouTube and Twitch. If it's content and I can get my hands on it, I'm just like, yeah, all over it. That was weird. But yeah, so be sure to follow me. Check me out. Like if you literally Google Rumboys spelled with a Z, it'll pop up either Rumboys Robbie or Rumboys spelled with a Z and E-T. But other than that, bro, I accomplished my mission of killing this Lil Wayne bottle on your show.
Salute, papi.
Cheers to you, La Familia, Fantasy Football Crew. What a dude. Dilly Dilly. I love and appreciate you, and I'm so proud of everything you're accomplishing, Armando.
Gracias, papi. Gracias. You're forever one of my favorite people. Not just in the community. You're forever one of my favorite people. You're my hermano. You are familia. You are familia. Thank you. And everybody, thank you everybody for joining us. Amigash, Dame, Mr. Scampers, Gator J. Thank you. I hope you hopefully you hit a subscribe and we'll be doing plenty of content during the off season. This is when we start making you money for next year. So make sure you're following Familia FFB on YouTube. Get in there, get it subscribed, and let's get those numbers up. So muchas gracias, everybody. Hopefully we helped you. Buena suerte, and remember, todos somos familia. Salud.
Dale.